Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with a high nearing 92. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 65. Sunny and 97 throughout Saturday and mostly clear skies in a Saturday night with a low around 66. Sunny and 97 again on Sunday, then staying clear with a low around 70 throughout Sunday night. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. And still 95 Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 59 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall has officially announced his Cooper Davis Act to Congress after his ongoing fentanyl awareness that he's pushing across the nation, talking about the dangers of fentanyl to children.
Yeah, well, Cooper Davis was a wonderful young man, junior in high school, a good student, adventuresome. Everybody loved him. He was a leader and did not have any type of a substance abuse problem. But he and his friends ordered two Percocet tablets on Snapchat. Cooper took one half of the tablet and died. So we've named this legislation in honor of him, and what it does is force social media companies like Snapchat, Facebook, Google, whoever it is, if they see this trafficking going online, this drug trafficking going online, to reach out to authorities. Very, very simple. They know it. They can tell when this is going on, and I need them to cooperate with police and shut down the social and drugs online.
Good American Network News. Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/youearnedit. That's aarp.org/youearnedit. Paid for by AARP.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
It was a week of special elections across the state of Kansas with bond issues for many school districts around the state, and not very many of them passing at all. As Cake News reports, the latest from Oberlin, Kansas, had a $29 million bond issue for the Oberlin School District, which did not pass, according to the unofficial results from the Secretary of State. They say the bond would have gone towards upgrading the almost 100-year-old elementary school, along with other buildings within the school district. However, the bond ended up failing in the special election on Tuesday with a 362-vote yes and 621 votes for the no. At the same time, another $35 million bond for the Hugoton School District also did not pass, as they say they proposed the bond for renovations and improvements to the Hugoton High School and Elementary School, along with other buildings within the district, where that one ended up failing as well, with an 893 votes for the no and 244 votes for the yes. The school says they will try another bond issue moving forward to upgrade the buildings. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Nebraska is celebrating the success of businesses across the state that have been able to survive even during the hard times, including the COVID-19 pandemic, as Allo Communications is celebrating their 10 years in business, starting in 2013 by a college student who started a soap company known as Paca Soap. And they say now, just 10 years later, they are in a new facility in South Elm in Hastings, saying that they're continuously growing the business.
This building has allowed us a lot of growth and organization and scale that we ordinarily wouldn't have gotten in our other location. And our team has done such a great job of making it feel like Pacha and set the vibe. You know, one of our core values, actually, that we have is to set the vibe. So we are grateful for the scale it gives us and the opportunity to continue to expand.
That audio from KSNB at local channel 4, where the state says that they are a proud home to many businesses, along with the opportunities for individuals to be entrepreneurs and to expand and grow businesses if you have a dream.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Palmer Labor Day celebration begins Saturday.
Saturday, we got softball tournament. Of course, starts goes Saturday and Sunday. Then we got the gun show starts at 9 o'clock at the community building. Then we got a kids fishing tournament. And we got going into the evening, starting at 7 o'clock at Brian Whitmore. We're going to have live music there. Then that's going to take us into the grand finale of the band, the Hype Show Band, coming to town again from 9 to 11:30. They are play 80s, 90s rock, and they are awesome.
Randy Hilchin talks more as a guest on our public affairs program Saturday, hearing at 7:10 on KNDY. The Hype drew positive comments last year, and that band returns Saturday evening to Palmer.
They bring in their own production and set up a stage just like you see at Country Stampede. It's a big old stage with the lights and all the sound. And you come down around the corner of Palmer and you see that stage. You thought, what is going on here? Then they come out and they perform different bands, you know, like Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, different. They change costumes. They put on a show. We had about 500 or so people last year, and we're expecting double or more than that this year.
The traditional Labor Day activities continue Monday in Palmer.
Well, the craft show starts at 8 o'clock. And of course, we've got a trap shoot. We'll have a car show starts at 9. And we've got quarter carnival going on. And we have the parades at 1:30. And also, we got a good baked goods live auction after the parade for the Palmer Cafe to round out the day there.
Again, the Palmer Labor Day celebration begins Saturday, continuing Monday. Join Randy Hilchin on our public affairs program Saturday morning. Washington Speedway will host Micro Madness this Saturday and Sunday evening. Hot laps at 7, racing at 8 at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Vermilion Truck and Tractor Pull Sunday evening begins at 6, featuring the NK Pullers, with concession and beer garden hosted by the Friends of Vermilion. Kansas Department of Transportation presented a ceremonial check Monday, representing a $10,000 grant toward development of a joint website with Marysville Chamber and Main Street and Marysville Convention and Tourism. Seneca was also among dozens of Kansas communities receiving grant awards. Nebraska Department of Transportation will begin work Tuesday, weather permitting, on Nebraska Highway 112 near Odell, with cold milling, asphalt overlay, shoulder construction, and seating work. An 11-foot width restriction will be in effect during construction due to be completed in October. Daily lane closures will include a pilot car and flaggers. Robert J. Bob Kenworthy, age 82, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Graveside service Saturday, 6 p.m. at the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Bob Kenworthy. Gail Repke, age 90, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 5 until 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Gail Repke.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through.
for the life well remembered. Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 90s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 60s. Sunny and a bit warmer throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid 90s and lower 100s. South winds around 10 miles per hour and gusting as high as 20. Clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Still more sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Then staying clear and breezy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Still more sunshine by Monday with our highs in the mid 90s and lower 100s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies into Monday night, staying very mild with our lows in the mid 60s and mid 70s. South winds still around 20 miles per hour and gusting as high as 30. Slightly cooler into Tuesday, sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and upper 90s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early September, 86. Record high on this date, 107. The average low, 62, and the record low, 41. Sunset this evening, 7:59. Sunrise in the morning at 6:56. 62 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday. It's the 1st of September. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
The Blue Rapids Community Foundation is hosting their annual Circle of Giving Match Day from September 11th through the 18th, where all donations between $25 and $3,500 will be matched at 50%. Thank you to the Patterson Family Foundation for providing up to $70,000 in matching funds for this event. Mark your calendars to show your support for the organizations in our community working to make Blue Rapids a better place to live, work, and grow.
A possible playoff preview in L.A. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Two of the top teams in baseball facing off last night, Braves at the Dodgers, Ronald Acuna Jr. continuing to make his case for National League MVP.
2-2 pitch on the way. He strikes one well to left field, back to the wall, screaming through the night. It's a grand slam!
6:80 a.m., the fan with the call. Acuna becoming the first player in big league history to hit 30 home runs and steal 60 bases in a single season. Braves edge the Dodgers 8-7. Giants in San Diego. San Fran would break the game wide open in a six-run third.
The 2-2. Sable ground ball. Pass the mound toward the middle. Kim has it kick off his foot, and it goes into center field. Around third, Davis. He'll score over to third. Meckler hustling into second. Blake Sable.
The call on KNBR. Sable's double making it 5-0. Giants win 7-2. Continuing with baseball, the Marlins visiting the Nationals. Top five, Jazz with a mash to right.
2-1 pitch to Jazz. High drive hit deep. Right field. If it's fair, it's gone. This baby is out of here.
The call on WINZ. Chisholm's homer running the Marlins lead to 5-0. They'd win 6-1, closing to within three games of the final National League wildcard spot. Top 25 college football, number 14, Utah, hosting the unranked Gators. First play of the game, the Ute strike.
Play action pass and a roll for Bryson Barnes. Lots of time, looking long. He's got a man out there, Money Parks. Caught 20, 15, 10, 5. That's a touchdown.
Bill Riley on Learfield with the call. Barnes also ran one in himself as the Utes open their season with a win. 24-11 the final. U.S. Open tennis, world number one Carlos Alcaraz advanced out of the second round, as well as number three Daniil Medvedev. Arina Sabalenka and Jessica Pegula moving on the women's side. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
High school football action kicks off Friday as Marysville entertains Abilene. Live on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1. Concordia is at Chapman, Wamego at Clay Center, Rock Creek, hosting southeast of Saline. Valley Heights at Centralia Friday, Frankfort at Chase County, Hanover at Clifton Clyde. Axtell hosts Care Paravel, Washington County home to Donovan West. Lynn is at Lakeside and Diller O'Dell at Southern. Kansas Jayhawks Friday, 6:30 pregame on FM 95.5. Kansas State Wildcats Saturday, 4 o'clock pregame on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
You'll be pressed to find a better deal at CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort. Every Friday this summer, stop by and get your free 32-ounce fountain drink with the purchase of 8 or more gallons of fuel.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Friday, September the 1st. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Akin. Well, if it's Friday, it's time for the Stackline Report.
Well, friends, it's called Ending Agricultural Trade Suppression Act. Now, it's a good one. It's been introduced by a lot of people around the country, including some of our people from here in Kansas. The EACE Act seeks to preserve states' rights by limiting their ability to impose agricultural regulations on other states. Does that sound like California, friends? Well, attorneys generals across the country have expertise, they say, in defending our state's laws, and they should have. And this act gives states the tools they need to protect farmers and ranchers by authorizing courts to issue a preliminary injunction while a case is pending. That act ensures that food markets will not be disrupted while a court figures out whether a state's new regulation is lawful. The bill prevents California, for example, from regulating farmers and ranchers across the country by preserving states' authority to regulate agriculture within their own borders. And that should be, shouldn't it, folks? Isn't that ridiculous that they would try to tell you in Kansas how to raise your livestock? And they're Californians. Now, the reason it's pretty important, I found this out. California, they eat approximately 13% of our total production of hogs. So that's a big deal. And so consequently, it could make a difference in our market report, friends, when you take a look at that kind of percentage. In any event, one attorney general said, California needs to keep their hands off of our bacon. See you on the next Stackline Report.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Calling the occasion a significant milestone for Kansas State University and the entire agriculture industry in Kansas, Governor Laura Kelly joined state and national officials in a symbolic groundbreaking for the university's Agronomy Research and Innovation Center on May 15th. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State President Richard Litton also calls the groundbreaking a big day for Kansas, K-State, and Kansas agriculture.
This is a part of an agricultural innovation project that we have here on campus. It's a $210 million investment into our infrastructure and facilities. In this project in total, there's 9 different buildings that will be impacted. 3 buildings that cannot be modernized will be taken down over the next several years. 4 new buildings will be there to replace those older buildings. And then Call Hall and Weber Hall will be renovated over the next couple of years as well.
The new facility will be located at the north end of the K-State campus. Litton has also been traveling across the state as part of his 2-year Presidential Community Visits initiative.
And the Presidential Community Visits, the goal is to be able to paint all 105 counties purple. So this year we went to 9 different communities engaged with 72 of the 105 counties around the state. And it's about three things. It's about celebrating the great partnerships and programs that we have. It's also about trying to learn what new partnerships and collaborations we can form with communities around the state. And then it's to celebrate our amazing student experience that we have here at Kansas State University. I will tell you, the most impactful part of these visits is the students have led these visits. So we have a group called the Connected Cats, and this originated with leadership studies and actually student government. They wanted to go after what was the biggest challenge at Kansas State when I first arrived, which was regaining and enhancing our student enrollment. They wanted to take leadership, and they're fully involved in the entire strategy and the agenda of these meetings all across the state.
Through the visits, Linton has experienced how incredibly passionate and incredibly resilient Kansas communities really are.
You know, it had been a long time since we were able to actually connect around the state. I think COVID played a big part of that, and there was this hunger, this energy, just to be able to have a conversation about what their land grant is doing today, you know, and what their land grant can do in the future. So at K-State, we're also going through a strategic planning process, which is called the Next Generation Land Grant. So a part of this is understanding where are we today relative to our statewide presence, and where do we need to be tomorrow in the next coming years. And these meetings have given us a lot of really great information about how we need to think and do differently moving forward.
That's Kansas State University President Richard Linton with information on the recent groundbreaking for the Agronomy Research and Innovation Center and his presidential community visits. To learn more, visit k-state.edu. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Are you getting a healthy amount of sleep? The answer might depend on which state you live in. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 1st, the 244th day of the year. Pop singer Barry Gibb has a birthday. If you've been catching up on sleep this holiday weekend, you're not alone. Study after study confirms that many Americans are chronically sleep-deprived. But one study breaks the numbers down to a state-by-state basis. Who gets the least sleep? The Appalachian and Southeastern states comprise most of the bottom 10, with Hawaii placing a surprising 50th. Folks in the Great Plains are the champion snoozers. South Dakota, Colorado, and Nebraska rank highest, with the most people getting healthy amounts of sleep. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a day number one of college football across the Mid-America region as the Kansas Jayhawks kick off their first game of the regular season tonight, where they kick off at 7 p.m. as they are at home in Manhattan to take on Missouri State. The Kansas Jayhawks had a stronger year than what they had in previous years for football, wrapping up number 7 in the Big 12 Conference last year for the 2022 season, finishing 3-6 in conference play and having an overall record tied with Baylor and the Oklahoma Sooners at 6-7 overall. The first 2 weeks of Jayhawk football are on Friday nights, with game number 1 against Missouri State, game number 2 against Illinois next Friday on September 8th. Kansas State Wildcat football kicks off game number one on Saturday this week as they take on Southeast Missouri State. That kickoff on Saturday at 6 p.m. as the Jayhawks are ranked at 16 nationwide to start off the regular season as they're there to defend their Big 12 championship victory. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/youearnedit. That's aarp.org/youearnedit. Paid for by AARP.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
After a day off, it's back at it for a three-game series for the Kansas City Royals at home at Kauffman Stadium against the Boston Red Sox, as first pitch is set for the evening tonight at 7:10. It's a three-game series going into the weekend before starting off Labor Day on Monday with another three-game series against the Chicago White Sox, also at home, before heading back onto the road up to Canada to take on the Toronto Blue Jays on Friday next week. Kansas City continues to widen that gap for their record, sitting 41-94 for the overall season this year. They are 23-43 at home and 18-51 on the road. The series against the Boston Red Sox may be slightly easier, with the Red Sox also struggling this season, sitting number four in the AL East right now, with an overall record at 69-65. They are also 33-32 on the road. The Chicago White Sox are slightly above the Royals in the AL Central, sitting 53-81 overall for their season, and 25-44 on the road. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
High school football action kicks off Friday as Marysville entertains Abilene. Live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Concordia is at Chapman, Wamego at Clay Center, Rock Creek, hosting Southeast of Saline. Valley Heights at Centralia Friday, Frankfort at Chase County, Hanover at Clifton Clyde. Axtell hosts Care Paravel, Washington County home to Donovan West. Lynn is at Lakeside and Diller O'Dell at Southern. Kansas Jayhawks Friday, 6:30 pregame on FM 95.5. Kansas State Wildcats Saturday, 4 o'clock pregame on AM 1570, FM 94.1. KNDY is teaming with Marysville High School as they offer video streaming of the home football games this season on the school and our KNDY website. Tony Trimble will be our guest on the Coach's Corner this evening, airing about 5:30 on KNDY, previewing the season opener with Abilene. Tony Trimble also our guest on pregame ahead of 7 o'clock kickoff tonight, live from Homer Hansen Stadium.
We're just hoping that our kids come out and understand our kind of football. I really believe that if we can control the ball and eliminate mistakes, we can't put ourselves in bad situations because of our inexperience. And, you know, if we can do those kind of things, we'll have a chance to make it a close game and at the end have a chance to win it.
Rock, Josh, Jayhawk.
15-10-5, touchdown, Kansas.
Leave the wheat right here every week as the Jayhawks continue to climb up the Big 12 ladder.
And the party's underway.
Join us this Friday as the Jayhawks kick off the 2023 season against Missouri State in Lawrence. Pre-game begins at 5:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU football game here on Today's Country, 95.5 KNDY.
It's a great time to be a Wildcat.
It's good! The Wildcats are champions of the Big 12!
The defending Big 12 champions hit the turf right here all season long. Join us Saturday as the Wildcats kick off the 2023 season against the Southeast Missouri Redhawks. Our coverage begins at 4 on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football, the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Catch every K-State football game here on Classic Country KNDY.
KNDY.
It's that feeling that someone is standing behind me, and I turn around and there's no one there. And it's the sensation that someone just whispered, yeah, I still hear your voice, but you're not really here. Your memory is like a ghost, and my heart is its host. I can still feel you just as close as skin every now and then. I'll find myself in a crowded room or my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. 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 You said you'd love me forever. Then you said it's over and left me without the missing link. I thought I'd forget you, but I guess I forgot to. And lately I've been too confused to think. When I reach for someone new, it's like I'm touching you. I can still feel you just as close as skin every now and then. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you.